A few years ago, a friend of mine purchased a really expensive online business course that was designed to teach her how to start an online business, how to start and or how to plan and launch a business as a coach online. And the more she got into this course, the more she kept telling me, you could teach this. You could do a better job of this. You could totally create this course, meaning that I should have been doing that instead of working for someone else. I, at the time, was a virtual assistant. I was spending all of my time building up other people's businesses instead of my own. And she kept saying, you could do this. And I got a peek inside the course and I thought, I can't teach this. Who am I to teach this kind of thing? And she kept encouraging me. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, I really could teach this. I know all of this stuff. I've done all of this stuff. I could teach this course and I could do at least as good of a job at it as the course creator had done. This is episode 118 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast. And today I want to talk to you about that course that you have not created yet. You know the one. It's been in the back of your mind for a while, but maybe something's holding you back. Maybe you think you're not quite ready. Maybe you think you're not quite good enough. Your skills aren't quite there. I'm here to give you some hard truths about you, your business, and your place in the online course world. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You will find the show notes for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/118. While you're there, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Next week, I have a special guest that I think you're really going to love hearing from. She's going to tell us all about what it takes to get your spark back. And that episode drops next week, Monday morning. But this week is all about the stories that I told myself about why I couldn't create that course that my friend paid all that money for. And boy, did I have a lot of stories. Or, you know what? Let's not even call them stories. Let's call them what they were. They were excuses for me to not put myself out there, to not put the work in to create that course that I knew in my heart I could have created myself. Way back in episode 3 of this podcast, a couple of years ago now, I shared about imposter syndrome and some reasons that you might be thinking that you should not be creating a course. And I'm going to link to that episode in the show notes if you want to go back and listen to that. But in this episode, I want to talk about some specific things that I was thinking back when my friend said, you could totally teach this course. I want to share some things that I was thinking about and that I held up as excuses for why I couldn't do this, why I couldn't create that course or a similar course. And the first one was that I didn't feel that my business was established enough. In fact, I didn't feel like I had a business at all. And this was despite the fact that I had been supporting my family for 6 or 7 years now at that point, exclusively through what I was doing online. I was consistently earning more than $10,000 a month. And by all measures, people would say, yeah, you have a business. But I did not see it that way. I felt like I was just doing this side hustle thing that really wasn't, it really didn't mean anything. It was just kind of a thing that I did and I made a little bit of money. And even though, like I said, I was earning more than $10,000 a month at the time. So clearly I had a business, but I felt like my business was not established enough. Like I didn't have all of the pieces in place. And I hear this from my clients today. I hear them say things like, well, I can't launch a course until my website's finished, or I can't launch a course until I get my headshots done, or I can't launch a course until I get that logo perfected, or, you know, I can't launch a course until I set up my membership platform, or all of these excuses. And that's exactly what they are. They are nothing but excuses. So I want you to know, I want you to hear from me today that your business is established enough. If you have at some point stood up and said, I am going to build an online business, that's it. That's all you need. You have an online business. Ta-da! That's how it works. You have said that you have this thing, and you do. And you are allowed to launch your course on Gumroad with 100 people on your mailing list and no website. You are allowed to launch your course on Udemy with nobody on your list, and you can use that as a springboard. You are allowed to launch your course even if your website is half finished and you hate your logo. You are allowed to launch before you have headshots. You are allowed to launch before your sales page is as good as you think it should be, because there will never be a point when all of the pieces will be in place. At some point, you have to just say, you know what? This is good enough, and I'm going to go for it. And that is what I should have done all those years ago when my friend said to me, you could teach this course and do a better job of it. I should have said, you know what? You're right. I don't care that I don't have everything perfectly in place. I'm going to go for it, and I will continue to improve my business as we go. But everyone starts somewhere, and this is where I'm going to start. So don't let those thoughts hold you back, that your business is not established enough, because just the fact that you have said, I am in business, means it is established enough. The rest will come later. The next thing that I let hold me back is thinking that my course idea wasn't good enough, thinking that I had to have some brilliant signature course that was going to solve all of the world's problems in 47 videos and 800 pages of workbooks. And that is not the case. As you know by now, the name of this podcast is Tiny Course Empire. I am all about creating tiny courses. And part of the reason for that is because creating those big signature courses is difficult to do, and it can hold you back and keep you stuck thinking that you have to create this grand thing, and it's never going to happen. Or if it does happen, it's going to be years from now. In fact, several years ago, I knew a guy who was absolutely brilliant, one of the smartest people I have ever met. He had so many original ideas and original thoughts, and he could teach like it was a gift from God. He was just amazing, and he was working on a course. And I kept asking him, when are you going to launch this course? When are you going to launch this course? And he kept saying, well, it's not quite ready yet. Because he had this vision that this course had to be everything. It had to change everyone's lives. It had to teach everyone how to, I don't even know what the course was about. It was probably about marketing, but it had to answer every marketing question that anyone would ever have and be the best thing that the world had ever seen in terms of marketing courses. And you know what? He never launched that course. He could have taught so many things. He could have changed people's lives one tiny course at a time, but he had it in his head that it had to be this big, amazing, life-changing, world-changing course instead of just allowing himself to create these smaller courses. I think there's a lot to be said for smaller courses. I love creating the smaller courses. I think that everyone should start by creating smaller courses. And when you are creating something small like that, every idea is good enough. So don't ever tell yourself that your idea is not big or grand or, you know, fabulous enough. It's not life-changing enough. It's not unique enough. It's not whatever. Insert adjective of choice here. It is. It is good enough. It is good enough. There is someone out there who needs your insight. There is someone out there who will pay to hear what you have to say about that topic, even if it's been said before, even if it's not as good as the way someone else said it, or you think it's not as good as the way someone else said it, even if it's not life-changing, world-changing, all of those things, none of those things matter. your course idea is good enough. My course ideas are good enough. My long ago friend's course ideas were definitely good enough. And I am so sad that he never put them out in the world because he was waiting for something better. What you have right now is good enough. Those ideas are good enough. And if you don't have ideas, that's okay too, because sometimes it can feel so overwhelming to come up with ideas. We think that everything's already been done before, and it has, but we allow that to get in our way. So I have a resource for you. I recorded a podcast a couple of years ago called How to Generate Endless Course Ideas. I'm going to link to that in the show notes as well. If you feel like you genuinely do not have any ideas, then go back and listen to that because I think it's going to help you. The third excuse that I let hold me back was competition. I told myself that I was not allowed to compete with other people, that I had to come up with something completely unique, and that if anyone else was teaching something even remotely similar, that I could not teach it, that it didn't have any value because someone else was already doing it. And that's something that I hear from a lot of different people. I think it's something that my long ago friend maybe thought in the back of his mind, that if other people were teaching something similar, that what he knew had no value, even though, like I said, he was absolutely brilliant. And I thought that too. I thought that I wasn't allowed to compete. I thought that I had to have a unique process, that I had to have a unique system, that I had to come up with something brand new. And let me tell you, there is nothing brand new in the world. There are only so many ways to do anything, and they've all been taught before, and that's okay. Because just like I put my unique spin on what I teach, you put your unique spin on what you teach as well. I think what it comes down to, if you want to be really confident about what you're teaching and not worry so much about the competition, it's important that you are teaching what you do, not simply what you have heard about from other people. I think that's going to make all of the difference in the world. So for example, if you have been studying email marketing for 7 years and you know all about email marketing, but you've never actually done it, it's disingenuous of you to probably teach that. I wouldn't recommend that you teach that. That's where that imposter syndrome is going to come in, and you're going to start to think, I can't possibly compete with these other people. It's because you haven't done it. So teach what you do, teach what you know, not just what you have learned or read about from other people. That's going to make a lot of difference in your confidence when you go out to create that course, when you start to look at all of the competition and start to think, oh, I can't possibly stand up and talk about what I know. If you actually do know that, you actually are doing that, it alleviates all of those feelings of imposter syndrome and worrying about the competition. It is okay to compete with other people. It is even okay to be listening to my podcast and to be learning from me and to then go out and create courses about running an online business. As long as it is something that you know and something that you do, and something that you bring a unique personality and a unique spin to, go for it. Do it. Go teach it. Don't worry about the competition. Another thing that I worried about was my skills, my hard skills. Things like creating video and content and editing audio and making sure that my handouts were, you know, well designed and perfectly lined up and that all of the spaces were fillable and, you know, all of that perfectionism stuff that kind of we face from time to time. I certainly face the perfectionism demon. Maybe you do as well. I had it in my head that my video skills, my content creation skills were not up to standard, that they were not good enough. And I can look at, in fact, I was just talking to a friend of mine about this the other day. I can look at, for example, Amy Porterfield's courses, her Digital Course Academy, as an example. If any of you have ever taken this, then you will know her content is highly, highly polished. It is beautifully done. you can tell that she puts a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of energy and a lot of money into creating really, really well done materials. Now, the course that my friend bought that she said I could teach was not nearly that highly polished. In fact, it was parts of it were not branded properly, and it was literally just a slideshow that the creator talked over, which is exactly what my courses are. There's nothing wrong with that. Create a slideshow and speak over the slideshow and use that as a teaching tool. That is a legit way to teach a course. It's what I do. It's what I teach people how to do. It's what you can do as well. Doesn't require you to be on camera or to be, you know, in a studio somewhere. But the fact that this course that my friend bought that was so expensive, it wasn't that super highly polished course like you might see from Amy Porterfield or Marie Forleo. And it was still being sold for many, many thousands of dollars. And that was a skill that I had. I did possess that level of skill to create that type of content. I could have been doing that. And yet I was holding myself up to Amy Porterfield standards and her professional video studio and her professional editing and finding myself lacking in that area. So if you are thinking that your video skills or your content creation skills are not up to par, if they are not good enough, I want you to take a step back and really think about if they are or not. Because we are our harshest critic, right? We look at our stuff that we create and we see all of the flaws. We see all of the places where it went wrong. We see all of the typos. We see all of the places where we misspoke. I hear, as I'm recording this podcast, all of the places where I am stumbling over my words or not saying exactly what I mean, and I am finding myself falling short of my ideal, even as I'm recording this. And we do that as human beings. But if you take a step back and you listen or watch with fresh eyes, and really think about the value that you are bringing to someone's life through what you're teaching, then I think you're going to find it's good enough. And good enough really is good enough. Your video, your content creation skills, your editing skills, your speaking skills, your camera skills, they are good enough for right now. And here's the other thing. You can't get better unless you're doing. So your video creation skills, your content creation skills are never going to improve until you start creating more content, until you start recording more video, until you start doing the thing. It will never improve. You can't study more courses, read more books, watch more videos, and expect your own skills to improve. Your skills improve only by doing. So if you are thinking that my skills aren't good enough, the way that your skills get good enough is by creating that content, by creating those videos. So don't let that excuse hold you back. And the last thing that held me back might surprise you if you've known me for a while, and that was technology. Not because I didn't think I could figure it out. I knew I could figure it out. And technology, the online world technology, has never intimidated me in that way. It held me back because I wanted to create something spectacular, just like my friend that I talked about who wanted to create a world-changing course and wouldn't settle for anything less. I thought that I had to create a beautifully implemented course platform. And this was at a time before platforms like Teachable and Udemy and Thrivecart made it super easy to upload courses and make them look good, right? You had to kind of code this yourself. And I wanted things to look good. I wanted it to be professional. I wanted that really nice presentation. And I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to make it look the way I wanted it to look, and that I wouldn't be able to afford to hire someone to make it look the way I wanted it to look if I couldn't do it myself. You don't have that problem. You might be telling yourself that you don't understand the technology, or that it's confusing, or that it frustrates you, or all of those things, but there are tools that are really cost-effective and really easy to use, like Thrivecart or Teachable or Udemy or Podia. all of these tools make it so easy to upload course materials and make it look really good and really professional and make it easy for your customers to log in and access what they need. They make it easy for you to make sales. You don't have to figure out all the technology yourself. You don't have to decide exactly what your course layout's going to look like. Someone else has already done all of that work for you. So if you are letting the worry about course tech hold you back, let's set that aside because that is no longer a thing. You have so many options available to you for uploading video, for uploading your course materials, whether that's audio content or video content or PDFs or worksheets or spreadsheets or whatever it is that you are providing to your students. You have just dozens and dozens of options, and they all make you look good and professional and well thought out. So the technology is really not even a thing anymore. And that's improved greatly just even in the past couple of years. So maybe you've been thinking about this for a while, and the last time you looked at course platforms, they were complicated and confusing. I would encourage you to take a look again because things continue to improve, and they improve at a really rapid rate. So my guess is that the technology is not going to be a stumbling block for you anymore, unless you keep telling yourself that it is. And in that case, I want you to go back and listen to that episode 3, because in that we talk more about mindset and imposter syndrome. So here's the thing. I knew that I wanted to create online courses. I had known that for a while. I told you earlier, I had been telling myself that I didn't have a real business, and I'm saying that with air quotes. I didn't have a real business because real businesses weren't working one-to-one with clients. Real businesses were selling things one-to-many, and that's what I wanted to do. And I had the knowledge to do it. I had the capability to do it just like you do, but I let these things hold me back. I let my thoughts about my business not being well established hold me back. I let myself continue to think that my course ideas weren't good enough. I let myself continue to think that I couldn't compete with other people, that I didn't have the right to put that course out there because other people were already doing it and they were already doing it better. And again, you can't see me, but I'm doing the air quotes thing, that other people were doing it better, right? Well, they weren't. I let myself believe that my video and my content creation skills weren't good enough, that they weren't up to par, that they weren't as good as other people's were, without ever stopping to think that the only way to get better is to do things, is to practice. And that's true for you as well. The only way to improve your skills is to continue to practice. And I let myself believe that I couldn't have the technology, the layout, the presentation of the course that I wanted, that I felt was needed, because I couldn't figure out the technology to make it happen. And that is no longer an issue. I promise you that. There are so many tools out there. So if that's one of your stumbling blocks, I want you to get over that. Go take a look at tools like Thrivecart and Teachable and Podia and Udemy and dozens of other ones that are available to you, because they all make it so easy to get your course out there into the world. Don't hold yourself back like I did. If you have an idea for a course, I want you to go for it. I think the world needs more people like you who are willing to stand up and say, I can teach you how to do something. I can help you achieve your goal. I can help you get to where you want to go. There's somebody out there who's looking for that from you, and you owe it to them to put your course out there. Now, I would love to hear from you. What is your course creation dream? What have you been thinking about in the back of your mind that you haven't yet put out there into the world? Come over to tinycourseempire.com/118 and tell me in the comments what your course is about. What is that course that you are going to create now that you are getting past all of these things that have been holding you back? And listen, if you're shy, if you're truly shy and you don't want to be on camera, and maybe you don't even want to speak into a microphone like I do, there are plenty of course styles that don't require you to put your face or your voice out there on the internet for everybody to see. I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite course styles in 2 weeks. Remember, next week I have a special guest. She's going to talk about getting your spark back. But in 2 weeks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about different course styles. And some of them don't require you to have a camera or a microphone at all. So I will see you there. Have a great day.
If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.